Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're digging up our Ryan Burrows now, who is over at, City Hall. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Not a lot going on here right now. Media members just kind of sitting around outside of Alderman Ed Burke's office trying to figure out what the heck is going on behind that brown paper that's been taped up along the windows and doors. We are told that there is a federal investigation going on, federal agents doing something in there. We don't exactly know what it is. And as well, they're doing it not only at the City Hall office downtown, but also at his aldermanic office on the southwest side. They've got that all taped up as well. So you've got camera crews taped out there or staked out there. As far as the private law firm that he's a part of, it doesn't appear as though that has any involvement that we're aware of. I mean, we can only be in so many places at certain times, but based on the reporting that we've seen so far, it sounds as though it's only at the public offices, not necessarily the private law firm that the federal agents are searching right now.
I mean, that's interesting this way. We were wondering when we did the Mincing Rascals podcast today, that's our weekly roundtable podcast, we recorded it literally as this news was breaking. We wondered, Ryan, if what the feds are looking into was a function of his public service or his private service, maybe a client he represents, and so they were, you know, grabbing computer files for that reason. But this makes it sound as though it might be more in his performance as an alderman, right?
Well, it seems that way, yes. But obviously these things come in stages. Of course, on the private side, he has had one pretty famous client. Did you guys talk about that at all?
Well, that was part of the speculation. I mean, if we're speaking about the Trump Tower and the tax abatements, then maybe, sure, you would look into the guy that was helping either legislatively or legally make that stuff go. So that would not reflect so badly on Burke, maybe, as a client or an investigation. He just may have information. But,
well, it's,
or it could be about Burke himself.
We don't know. I mean,
or it could be about Burke himself.
This is a gentleman who has been very involved in Chicago politics for 50 years, was a Chicago cop before that, obviously chairman of the city council's committee on finance, responsible for everything and anything dealing with the city's finances, bonds, taxes, revenues, also on the Chicago Plan Commission, noted Chicago historian. You know, we don't exactly, he's touched a lot of things. Let's just say that he's got his hands on a lot of things and we don't exactly know what it is that they're specifically looking at. Now, that being said, not many of us have covered raids before, a handful. I mean, we know that a lot of aldermen have been arrested for various reasons, but, we don't know whether to expect them to walk out of this office with boxes of materials or a single flash drive. We don't know if there will be multiple agents, if they're going to come out the main doors or if they're going to go out a side door. So that's kind of why we're staked out here. Just any kind of new information we can get, because right now the feds aren't talking to us. Doesn't look like anyone from the alderman's office is talking to us. We did have a brief little conversation with Alderman Howard Brookins Jr., who his office is right next to it. So he just kind of got crushed in with all the media while he was trying to get in and out of his office, as he knows nothing, wishes Alderman Burke the best, has no idea what's going on. Yeah. Now, Brookins' chief of staff, actually, Curtis Thompson Jr., was charged back in 2014 with taking a $7,500 bribe to fix an alcohol license application, and Brookins himself was actually punished for not taking proper timesheets on employees. He was fined $5,000, but he hasn't seen anything quite like this before.
Normally the scene is you see agents going into an apartment or an office or a building and then they come out, but because this is a glassed area, I guess a passerby could see exactly what they're doing, hence the brown paper, right?
Well, you know, passerby being a member of the media or someone affiliated with City Hall, I mean, it is tucked away. It's room 304 on the third floor. You've got to kind of know where it is that you're going to see it. It's not as though it's kind of out in the open for everyone. That being said, Anyone who caught a whiff that the federal agents were here would not be hard for them to see inside as to what's going on. So they're clearly looking for something. We don't know what that thing is, though. If it's small, if it's big, if it's files, if it's computers, we just don't know.
Okay. Has the FBI said anything about when they're going to announce what they're doing?
No, they haven't. And in these kind of situations, as we've seen in the past, they really don't until some kind of charge is leveled, if a charge is indeed leveled. Probably the closest we've got to that was in Northwest Indiana with the sheriff, John Buncich. I believe that was a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, when the feds raided the sheriff's department. And then in that situation, a little bit more of a rural community, not rural, but it was a bigger building, and we actually saw the FBI trucks out there. We saw the people, the agents loading up those trucks with various pieces of evidence. I've walked around City Hall here a couple times. No evidence of that right now, but that's not to say that there aren't trucks, waiting, standing by, and as soon as they're all done, they'll swing by and pick up whatever it is they need to pick up. And remember, there are two locations, too, with the alderman's office down on the southwest side as well.
So Ryan Burrow at City Hall. Outside, you can tell. Okay, Ryan, jump in if there's anything else you need to pass along. We're all ears, okay?
All right, will do. Take care, guys.
Yeah, there he is.